Jesters Academy is a weekly comedy satire podcast hosted by Dustin, Macho, Chris, and Bob. In all planes of existence.
Well, everybody knows your name.
Boom, and we're live.
And we're live with Jesters Academy. My name is Dustin. Joining me tonight is Chris. He goes like this.
Hello there.
Hey, man.
Greetings.
How's it going?
It goes, my dude.
Fantastic. So I'm having issues at the house here.
Uh-oh.
And with the fam.
Oh, no.
I guess we should. Also joining us tonight is Bob. He goes like this.
What's up?
Bad things for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Man, so we've been arguing a lot and having a hard time with family events and stuff, but I'll get through it.
Ouchie. I don't know. Should we even bring this up on the show?
I don't want to promote or anything, but
I don't like it.
I don't know if the listeners know, you guys know, I'm trying not to make a movie. So that's pretty much how I've been focusing most of my life lately to not making a movie.
That's a good way to live.
And that's so, you know, somebody wants to take a selfie with me or something and I can't because I feel like my picture being taken is just one more step closer to me being in a movie. I don't like cameras being on me. I don't like cameras to be in the room. Anyway. Yeah. It's all part of the movie that I'm not trying to make.
How do you deal with going out in public and security cameras specifically?
Yeah. Mostly I just try to protect myself. I'll wear baggy clothes, hoodies, just cover up as much of my body as I can so that I can possibly not be in the movie. I know it's coming and I don't want to do it.
What's it going to be about? Even now, have you thought about it?
If I start thinking about that.
Yeah, because you don't want to, right?
I'm one step closer to making the movie, and I don't want to make a movie this year. So that's kind of my thing, and it's all my energy is going into this, and I'm exhausted, frankly. that's just where I'm at.
Seems like a full-time job.
I didn't think it would be, but when I told myself, okay, Dustin, this year, you're not going to make a movie, like that was my New Year's resolution, it's been so hard.
I don't know how you do it.
I almost had a sex scene the other night. I had to shut it down. I'm like, we're not doing this classic trope of a sex scene, not making a movie.
I don't know, man. So everything you do is just building towards this movie?
No, the opposite. Actually, it feels that way. Yeah. Like I had to fight against it.
It's inevitable. I'm inevitable.
Okay. Here's my thing. Dukes of Hazzard has like a bad connotation because of the top of the car was bad.
Right.
So Dukes of Hazzard's 2019, but on top, it's a rainbow.
America flag.
All the colors.
Ooh, a rainbow America flag.
Yeah, with all the... No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, rainbow America
flag. I don't want to do that to the American flag.
Why not?
Because...
It's beautiful.
It's got its colors. And it's not a... Now it's a Tesla.
Ooh. That Tesla would explode on impact. You hit a jump with a Tesla?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You shouldn't do that.
I think it's going to fly.
No, they just drive really good.
Pieces.
They actually Uber, mostly. They mostly Uber when they go on their adventures.
They have a rainbow on their car, and they give people rides, and they're super conscientious about the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds like a really bland show.
Yeah, I'm not seeing the action in it now that I think about it like that. But there's Boss Hogg has machine guns. They come out of both arms.
Jesus.
Yeah. So there's that. They have to check out.
Yeah, Boss Hogg's a bad dude.
Yeah, he's out.
Holy moly.
And Uncle Jesse's a evil dentist.
He just collects teeth.
Yeah.
Boys, let me get them teeth. Show me your jibs, boy.
Oh, that's terrible.
Just.
But they all have like a bad
tooth.
They all have one bad tooth. No, you're right.
And it's in the front.
Yeah. Real noticeable. It's not gone.
Lost it to math.
It's just dead.
They lost it to math.
Yeah.
It's the problem. So they think they're being really conscientious. And they've got a rainbow on their car. And they're helping people. But really, these toothless individuals with their crazy uncle are so tweaked out of their minds on meth.
Whoa.
They don't realize that they're just driving around kidnapping helpless people.
Yeah. And it's really just like a Lincoln Navigator.
Yeah.
It's just
with no exhaust.
Yeah.
So it's loud. It's super loud.
Yeah.
Can you hear the power?
And then at the end, it's just, Alf. And then it runs credits.
Yeah. Alf. Oh, what's his catchphrase? Alf's catchphrase. I forget.
Oh, fuck.
No, dang it.
Never went. The dad comes home. Alf, did you eat the cat? Oh, fuck.
I don't think that happened.
Alien control said they're coming to check the house. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I don't think that was part of the show.
Hide my fucking shit.
I don't think that was in the show. I'm pretty sure that.
Are you
I'm
sure?
Pretty sure that never happened. Oh,
I feel like it was on t-shirts and everything. Just a little picture of Alf. Oh, fuck. Lunchboxes. No? Okay. Maybe I'm remembering. It's probably one of the Mandela things.
Probably.
Well, Google said it was no problem.
Well, that's good. Oh, that's his catchphrase? No problem?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so lame. That's the lamest catchphrase. Remember my classic catchphrase? Okay.
Yup.
Remember when I was always just like, sure.
I coined that.
Yeah. I'm the first one that said, you're welcome. That's like my thing.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Seriously, man. Thank you for that.
No problem, dude.
Where would we be without you're welcome?
I'd be fine. But you probably be screwed.
I don't think we'd be any worse off without you're welcome. Think about it. You're welcome is an exercise in condescension.
What? No, it's the ending. It's the ending of the conversation.
Yeah, that's the ending of the format. But think about the meaning. You could try to prove me wrong, but I think it's an exercise in condescension. Oh, you're welcome. Come on.
Okay, so
you give someone something.
Right.
They say thanks.
Uh-huh.
You've already given them something. That's a gift.
But if you're saying it like, you're welcome, then yeah, it's condescending. Is
even saying it nicely, you're welcome.
You're welcome. No problem.
It's like patting yourself on the back.
All right, so we'll change it up. I see what you're saying. All right, now when someone says thank you, you say, I'm great. Right?
Yes.
Bob, here's that new CD you wanted.
Oh, thank you.
I'm great.
I like it, guys.
What do you think?
I think it needs some fine tuning.
Okay. Well, let's workshop this. Do you have one we can try out? Or Bob, here's that new poster you wanted.
Oh, thanks.
Look at my stuff. And I point around the room.
What?
Yeah, it's, you know.
that's just as bad.
So like you're a cashier.
And then you just, you show them all your rings. It's like you got 10 rings.
That's how you say you're welcome now. They're, all right, in 77 sites is your change. Thank you. Look at my rings.
Gaze upon these.
Gaze upon these.
That's a lot of rings.
Yeah, I don't know if that's
just
feasible.
Just so people don't feel insulted.
So probably don't need a prop. No props.
No. It should be natural.
Yeah, it shouldn't complicate it.
Dustin, would you like a mint?
Sure, thanks.
I don't know.
Then you don't give me the mint.
Exactly. No, I still give you the mint.
Chris, I found this dollar. Do you want it?
You found a dollar.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I love you.
Okay. I think that might devalue it a little bit if you're constantly saying it. It won't mean anything anymore.
No, I will always.
I appreciate the sentiment.
It sounds so nice, right?
No, it is very nice.
Here, let me hold the door for you. Thanks. I love you.
And I mean, yeah, and as, in a way, if you're giving someone a gift like that or anything, you do kind of love them a little bit.
Yeah.
As a fellow human.
I gave my dad stitches.
Did he say thank you?
No.
It's a breach in protocol.
Yeah. That's why I'm so confused on this.
Would you like to start an inquest?
I got one more I can try. Here, Chris, have some gum.
Thanks.
I play piano.
Okay.
What do you think?
Then you just tell them something about yourself.
Yeah.
That's a great icebreaker.
I like it. It's a conversation starter.
You get to know people better that way.
Bob, here's some mints.
Thanks.
I'm afraid of fire hydrants.
Interesting.
Bye-bye. Is that normal?
Hey, Dustin.
Yeah.
Here's a fire hydrant.
Thank you.
I have a fish.
I'm terrified of these. Damn it. I'm sorry. It scared me.
Maybe I shouldn't have given him a fire hydrant.
Yeah, it was a bad thing to give me. I just told you.
Dang. Bob, you want a piece of candy?
Sure. Why not?
Here you go.
Thanks.
I gave you that.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah, I was there.
That happened. It's like a receipt.
It needs work.
Yeah.
It needs work. Maybe we'll just put a pin in it.
Okay. What if it's just like a really cool fact?
Interesting.
Chris, here's that CD you were looking for.
Wow. I looked everywhere for this.
Hey, no problem. Fuck. Hold on. I fucked that one up.
Cut. Cut.
Trademark. Damn it. Oh, here, Chris. Have some of this spaghetti.
Spaghetti. My favorite. Thanks.
Coffee beans or legumes?
No problem. Legumes. What an interesting word. Legume.
Legume.
Yeah.
You got to say it like legume, though. Like put some bass on it. Don't say it all. Because when you say it, sounds like you're legume? Asking for something.
Yeah, it's a weird word.
Yeah, legumes. Like legume? No, absolutely not.
Look at it. It's legume.
Legume.
Yeah, it's weird.
What if it's Scottish?
I don't know. French, maybe.
Dustin, would you like some soda?
Yeah, thanks.
Now you're forever in my debt.
Oh, I don't even want this anymore.
That's unfortunate.
Bob, put that camera down. Dude, I'm trying not to be in a movie.
Oh, we're both filming. I mean.
Well, you're not paying me to do this.
I'm not, because I'm not trying to make a movie.
Someone else is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
What?
It's okay. I got you, dude.
Stop moving around so much. You're hard to follow.
Nope. I'm not into it. I don't drive cars anymore, because there's always car scenes in movies. And I realize that's step one. No more cars.
Wow.
You ever seen a movie where a guy walks around everywhere?
Panoramic.
Is that how they get you?
There we go.
I think that might be how they get it.
They put you in a car first?
Yeah. Bob, are you filming right now?
What? Yeah.
Yeah, he's getting paid for it, man.
What's my line?
That's why you're not getting paid.
Oh. Well, then I do not give you my rights to my image.
Yeah, but you're a public figure. So
not. My voice is public figure.
Famous.
Not.
You're on YouTube.
Well, on YouTube, it's just our audio to a picture. No one knows what I look like.
That's not true.
Are you sure about that?
If they knew.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't have a show anymore.
No. Wouldn't have a shot.
You wouldn't even have a movie.
No, that's the problem. It's all movies all the time.
No, I don't think so.
I look exactly like John Travolta.
Not if they saw you, though.
Like 1994 John Travolta is pretty much what I look like all the time.
Right, but from the inside.
I was born that way. My insides are actually like Steve Buscemi.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
My neck is like Mel Gibson.
Nice. I want
to
focus more on the Travolta aspect.
Okay.
Honestly, I was wondering if you'd like to give Bob a neck rub.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, come over here.
You seem tense, Bob. You seem tense. And I was just wondering. Hey, Bobby.
Bobberino. No. That all sounds like filmed activities.
Filmed activities.
Yeah.
The movie. filmed somewhere.
All right, everything else. We have to make filmed activities the movie.
We're not making a movie.
Oh, dang it. That's right. See how hard this is?
Yeah, it's difficult.
It's a constant struggle.
We almost made a movie.
Normal activity.
Does it count if the movie's not about you?
There's no way.
Are you allowed to make it then?
No. Then I'm making a movie.
Oh.
Then I'm literally making a movie.
Well, that's what I wasn't sure about. I wasn't sure if you were making a movie about you. Just didn't want to make one about you? Or
I just don't want to make one this year, man. I never made one any year, but I don't want to make one this year.
Right.
Well?
I'm saying you fuck up, you get caught slipping, all of a sudden Paul Blart 2 happens. It's like, damn it. I could have not done that. Yeah. That's what I'm afraid of.
Mall Cop 2.
Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2, whatever. The reckoning. The coppening.
The scootening.
See? And we're getting closer. There's a tagline. Oh, there is already up two.
Yeah, that happened.
Have you seen it?
I was waiting for the segment.
I saw clips of it.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Can I check those? Can I peep those on your phone real quick? Yo, can I hold your phone?
You can't peep them, but you can scope them.
I'll scope your phone.
Just scope these clips real quick.
Scoop these?
Scoop these with your peepers. Scoop it with your peepers.
Oh, dope. Is that Kevin James?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing.
No. He's not, and we shouldn't act like he is.
He wrestles grizzly bears.
Does he?
No.
Yes. Fantastic.
Yes, he does.
You use the same term to describe Kevin James as the same term used to describe Spider-Man?
Amazing.
I don't know. It doesn't go.
Oh, man. Spider-Man. I can't talk about it on the... Oh.
What?
Spoilers and shit.
Oh, spoilers. Spider-Man does not exist.
Yeah. So, actually, no. This is a spoiler warning. Don't watch the new Spider-Man trailer if you haven't seen Endgame yet.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? Why would they do that? The movie's been out for 3 weeks and they give the big surprise out in the next movie they're advertising.
Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous.
That's awful.
Well, it's not on TV yet, right? They're not showing it on TV. There's actually, the only trailers I've ever seen are started with a warning. Hey, if you haven't seen Endgame, don't watch this trailer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Then how did they get the trailer if it's not released?
The dude who plays Spider-Man actually presented it on his Twitter. He's like saying, hey, you're about ready to see a trailer for Spider-Man, but there's a big spoiler from Endgame. So if you haven't watched Endgame, turn this off now. Mm-hmm. And then it plays the...
And that's how they let him do that?
I don't know if they let him do that. He always does shit like that, though.
What the hell,
wasn't
guys?
He the problem? He's the one on talk shows that gives away stuff.
Yeah.
The movie kind of looks good, honestly.
Yeah. They got is it Mysterio they're putting in?
Yeah, I think that's who it was. Big old bucket head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I only know him from the video games when he had like a bowl of fish head, a fishbowl head.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it looked like. Insert awkward silence.
Did you hear that? I heard something like hit metal out there.
I did not hear that.
Well, Chris, I have better hearing than you because I'm superhuman and everyone knows that. And that's why everybody should look towards
maybe you should
not
be in a movie.
No.
Yeah.
I would be amazing if I was in a movie, first of all.
Ah, that's debatable. But you should try at least. Yeah.
My walk, my cadence, my speech, my punctuation, all perfect, flawless for movies.
Yeah, that's all those things that are probably going to
get me famous.
Screw you.
No, those are the ones that are going to bite me right in the ass. Huh?
Yeah, these probably aren't going to work out for you.
Dude, you have a perfect shot at this. The only thing that might bite you in the ass is your looks, the way you walk, the way you talk.
Smell.
Your smell, your overall, all of it.
Your general outlook on life.
Your chin sucks, your nose is dumb. Cheeks less than adequate.
And your stupid face.
Yeah, and your dumb face. Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
Oh, anytime. I don't like people say that.
See?
So
it is, right?
Condescending. I'm welcome. Thanks,
you're
I
welcome.
Guess, for the welcome.
Yeah, no problem.
So all that considered, you're probably not gonna make a movie this year.
No, I'm not. I guarantee I won't.
Okay. Sorry, guys. Sorry. That was my beard guy.
What's he saying?
He's just been sending me like pictures of beards and shit.
Just samples for you to check out.
Yeah.
Scope.
Yeah, I've been scoping them out.
Peeping some
did
samples.
You not show up for your 4 o'clock
with
combing?
My, papers. My 4 o'clock blah, blah.
Your 4 o'clock combing?
No, I don't. I'm still on the fence about it.
Yeah.
The whole parasite thing has really got me kind of confused. I'm kind of screwed up about it.
Well, you got bugs in your eyebrows.
So I was... No, I don't. You have bugs in your eyebrows, sir. But I was thinking maybe I could start with something small. Like maybe a stash. Like a little one. You know what I mean?
Why don't you...
Just like a little stash. Just like right in the middle.
No, because that sounds... The middle stash you don't
those
want.
Stashes are bad.
Those aren't a good look anymore.
Yeah,
wait, I think I've seen something with those stashes and they're not usually
Charlie
favored.
Chaplin.
He
sucks.
I don't know. I think he was pretty smart, Charlie Chaplin. He was really funny guy.
Yeah, I would try a practice stash on your chest. Maybe grow a practice stash.
But I already have a full coat on my chest.
I know. Well, just shave the stash out above one of the nips.
Okay.
And just see how it looks in the mirror. Get your head down low, like right on top of it, and just assume it's on your lips.
What if you shaved all the hair on your chest and just left eyebrows over your nipples?
Oh, that's good. You got to make a mouth, right?
That's going to be a new style.
Oh, boy. That is great, Bob. Oh, my.
Sylvia's going to hate you in about 2 days.
That is great. Yeah, you just got to paint a mouth on your belly.
I would leave a beard, too. I would do the eyebrows, the head, and the beard.
Oh, boy. That's,
do like a Conan
that's
face.
It's ambitious.
We should start
built
a thing.
Already.
Yeah, we should start a thing.
Just go to the beach and it's just mad torso faces.
Yeah. But don't think about that. You can have a really cool haircut. People are like, oh, that's impressive. He has a really nice haircut. He probably paid $60. or whatever haircuts cost
but
now.
But you've also face-scaped your entire chest.
Yeah, you have two haircuts. You take off your shirt, bam. Oh, I'm double the style.
Oh, that's a new business.
Yeah.
You could open up like a...
Or a chest barber.
Yeah. A whole chain of them.
Yeah. That's going to be the biggest thing this summer. On the beach in your shorts and you got, oh, he's got the classic fade. Oh, and a mullet on the chest. Homie killing the game, shit.
And you know that one dude's going to have dreads or something.
Dreads on the chest.
On that chest.
Yeah. There Mohawk on the top.
That's going to be dope.
Yeah. That's a look. That's a good look. With shoulder pads.
Ooh.
Oh, dude.
Fierce.
That's fierce.
That's fierce.
Why don't they do that at the Met Gala?
They probably do.
Probably someone walked out just like that, and this joke just seems stupid because...
Yeah. Have you thought about maybe, like, stapling a sausage to your chin?
Nah, I'm good.
you have no thought? No, just to see what it would look like?
We've calculated that from every angle, and it just doesn't work.
Okay.
Yeah, we tried.
Have you tried the paper mache beard to see how that would look?
Yes. There was a moment... It was just a weekend, and it was just all soggy paper. It wasn't good.
Oh, it got wet?
Yeah, it was soggy.
How'd you get wet?
Washed my face.
Oh, with the beard on.
Yeah, well, yeah. It doesn't really. Yeah. I'm just going to go real beard. I'm going to do it.
I'm excited.
Eventually.
It's a big thing. I mean, because you'll have to shave it if you don't like it.
I don't know.
Or remove it. I'm sorry. Have it removed. If you don't like it, you'll have to have it removed.
Yeah, what if it's weird?
Yeah.
What you never know.
What if it goes two different ways?
And they're both up.
Yeah.
Have an up beard. It sounds painful, doesn't it?
Like Super Training Saiyan it to hair, grow up. But your beard.
That would hurt.
I could do it.
No, you couldn't.
No. I'm way too busy trying not to make a movie this year. I don't have time. I mean, look at Spielberg. What's he have? Beard. Lucas, what's he have? A beard. Having a beard is like step one to making a movie, so I can't do it. You guys ever think about how hard it is not to make a movie?
No, because I think if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And that's that.
What if it's a horror movie? You wake up 3 a.m. and all of a sudden you're filming a horror movie you didn't even know?
Well.
It's just your house plus demons.
Yeah, you have a vast background of horror movie experience. You've watched all of them.
Even the ones that aren't even made yet.
So chances are you can think your way out of this.
I'm just so scared.
I'm sure you've watched movies, right?
Me?
And you always come to that point
I've
where
seen
you're
clips.
Like, no, don't do that. Go this way. And they always make the dumb mistake.
Yeah.
They always either split up the group. One goes over here. The other goes over there. I mean, well, you'll make good decisions.
How fucking pissed would one of those monsters or slashers be if everybody just stuck together?
Yeah.
Someone died and we can't get out? All right, let's just all stay in this room until daytime.
Yeah.
Okay. The guy's like, oh, puts his knife away.
Oh, yeah, it's just...
Goes and does some other things.
He's just knocking on the door.
We're not going to answer. No.
No. I just want to...
No.
I have a puppy.
Not interested. Our friend died.
Open the door.
Bob, don't open the door.
Oh, God. You're probably going to have to tone that down a little bit. That was a little intense.
Yeah, man. I'll have to do some post edit on that bad boy there.
What'd you say? Should I get the door?
Yeah. Can you open that door?
Yeah, get that door.
Yeah, open that door. I'm not making a movie. All right. This has been bugging me a lot lately, this Brightburn.
I can't wait.
I'm starting to wonder, am I upset that they're turning a superhero into a villain? Or am I mad they didn't turn a villain into a superhero? Imagine if Freddy Krueger was a superhero.
Not showing a whole lot in these trailers.
I mean, yeah.
Who knows that? I mean, maybe Lex Luthor finds a way to stop him.
If they can make a superhero into a horror movie, then why can't we take a horror movie and make it a superhero movie?
Right.
That's a good idea.
Like Leatherface comes out and... Are you sure trans. It's a good idea?
Leatherface comes out and he's trans.
Yeah, and it's so brave.
Woman of the year.
All is forgiven. Freddy Krueger just saves a plane that's falling out the sky.
With the power of nightmares?
Yeah.
Of course.
He gives the plane a bad dream. What if Michael Myers just like stabbed terrorists?
Just went around and handed out candy.
Yeah, he gave candy to kids and stabbed terrorists. Do they hear that? And they're just like, oh no, I never know. Stab, 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 stab.
That's terrible.
Stab, 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 stab.
It's probably better than drones, though. More accurate.
Thank God Chucky was here, or we would have died in that fire. Because Chucky saved all the kids from that fire.
Little doll-sized superhero with all the powers of a four-year-old. And an attitude to back it up.
A mere doll with the strength of a four-year-old. That's so scary.
The great white shark that rescues people from drowning.
Yeah, or fires.
We already have that. We have Jabberjaw.
Oh, Willy. Yeah. And Willie.
He's free.
He's free now. He died. SeaWorld. I don't know.
This is not funny.
I don't know if that's real or not. It's dark, dude. We should make a movie. No. I don't know, dude. How would you avoid making a movie? Like, if it was happening to you.
Why are you yelling at me?
I just need an answer. I'm freaking out. I can't sleep at night.
You just don't do it.
It's not that easy.
You're overcomplicating things.
We're all one bad decision from making a movie.
You know movies just don't happen, right?
I don't know, because I don't make movies, and I'm definitely not making one this year.
Okay. Why do you have all these production lights?
I just like the lighting better when all these lights are on, and I got a sound guy running the boom mic just in case.
Yeah, why did you buy a boom mic? Well, and who's paying the sound guy?
Jester's Academy.
Why?
I thought we might need a sound guy.
I thought you were doing the sound.
No, I am. He doesn't touch the sound. That's why it sounds bad. I don't want him touching my stuff.
Okay.
Everybody's like, you need a sound guy.
That's weird. They said your trailer's here?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I ordered that. Just park it around back by the hole. Thank you.
Why do you have a trailer?
In between shots.
What shots? You're not making a movie.
I'm saying if I'm trying to prepare it just in case. Because if not, if I don't have a trailer, then I'm going
to
be
on set.
It
really seems like you're trying to make a movie.
No, I don't want to make a movie. And that's like my thing now. That's all I can think about.
Who's paying for this?
Mostly Jester's Academy.
Why?
Because what else are we going to do with it?
You are not making a movie.
I know. And that's...
Why are we paying for this stuff?
It's a defense. It's a security purposes.
It's countermeasures.
I don't feel safe against movies. I need these here. Also, our next project we do is going to have to be like within the $200 budget range. So just guys, keep that in mind.
Excuse me?
The next thing we make has to be around $200 to get going.
It's a bit low.
Yeah. We needed a lot of money for...
Trailers?
The trailers were a little expensive, but the cameras...
And the sound guy?
The cameras were really expensive.
All the lighting?
Yeah, I got all the Avatar cameras they use in the movie Avatar. I had to pay extra because it was those cameras, but we got them.
Oh, those 4K cameras?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. What's up, man?
I'm a little confused.
Okay, yeah, but well, how can I help?
All right.
Can Chris, can we, hold on one second. Can we get some makeup on Chris?
What? Don't touch
Doris,
me.
Come in here.
Get away from me.
Just,
I'm not part of this.
The pores, if you can cover that up. Thank you.
Leave my pores alone. Thank you.
Just let her powder. Let her powder.
All right. Let's break this down a little bit here. Be Dustin.
Yeah.
Not trying to make a movie.
Right.
An individual not trying to make a film. Purchase trailer.
Yeah.
Okay. Purchase cameras.
Right.
Not just any cameras. High quality, if not dated, 4K cinema quality cameras.
Now they are signed by... Cameron, does that change anything for you?
Which one?
The one.
Okay.
The one from Avatar.
Okay.
James,
hire
James Cameron.
Sound
James
guy.
Or Kirk, yeah.
Yeah. Hire sound guy.
Yeah, oh, yes, yes.
Check that off the list for not making a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Trailer, cameras.
Yeah.
Sound guy, mics.
Right. Can we get hair in here for Bob? Thank you. Yeah, if you could just, because the wind
has been. Get the hell off my head.
Just let her, she'll be done
no.
in a second.
I think you're trying to make a movie.
No, I'm not. I'm actively trying not to make a movie.
All of these things you have done
mm-hmm.
have only moved you closer to making a movie.
No, because I even have a writer. Come in here.
What?
Jared, come in here. Show him the script. You see? This is how, yeah. I thought we got rid of page 5.
So why does not making a movie require a script?
This script is all the things we should say if we're not making a movie. Like here, if you want to read the lines that I wrote for you, Chris and Bob, here's your lines. So I'll start it here at the top. I'm highlighted, you said? Thank you. Hey guys, today we won't be making a movie.
Why do you have all this stuff if you're not making a movie? That's what I was going to say anyway.
Have you seen his Twitter? He tweeted not making a movie coming to IMAX this fall.
And he wrote that, and you just
on
read
his
it.
Twitter.
All right, now play the sad music. I just don't know why you guys can't support me on this. I don't want to make a movie. How was that? Was that good? Is that a good? Okay, thank you. Now, Chris, if you do want a part in not making a movie with me, we're going to have to
I'm bored with not making a movie. I'm on board with it.
Okay, so we'll have you read. And if we like your stuff,
Excuse me?
Maybe you can come back and not make a movie with us. Yeah. And I don't want you to.
I'm not making a movie.
Yeah, well, the double negatives are going to make it confusing. So if you could just...
You're confusing.
No. Bob, did you sign the...
Because everything you say is contrary to everything you're doing.
Okay.
And it's costing a lot of money.
Right.
And I just don't understand where this is all going.
Are you left in where this is all going? I thought we talked about that.
I think.
Yeah, I'm still reading.
Not making a movie.
Is it good?
Is actually.
Is that good?
You're doing very good.
The name of the movie.
No, there's no movie, Bob. That's where I see where you're getting confused. There is no movie.
Hold on. Where is it? Yeah, no, this is not a movie. This is
us not making a movie.
Okay.
Can we get craft services in here? I'm starving. I want to take lunch. So hard. You guys just don't know the stress I'm under. I got the studio on my back demanding I don't make this movie. And I'm trying to tell them I just need more time to not make this movie. And they're not listening to me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Mm. These fucking cheese sticks are great.
These are amazing. Was this Susan's? Susan? You did it again, Susan. I heard Susan's a bitch. Bob, how did that last take feel to you?
That was a take.
See, Chris, do you see why we have people read for this?
I just wasn't feeling it.
Well, imagine your motivation is like you're Bob, but you don't want to make a movie and you're with us.
No, I don't.
Right. That's good. Use that. Yeah. Where you're at right now, that space. Stay in that space, bro.
Yeah.
Okay. So can we try this again?
Stop pointing the camera at me.
All right. And action. Bob, the thing is we're not making a movie. We won't make a movie. And Chris, you can back me up here. We will not make a movie this year.
Where is it?
We're on paragraph. On
page okay.
7.
Okay. I got it. It kind of seems like you're making a movie.
I know it looks that way, but this is all very important to avoid the movie making process.
Are you sure about that? Seems counterintuitive.
This is my crying scene. Hold on.
I'm not sure about anything. I just don't want to make this movie.
All right, I don't know what that was, but it doesn't fit with the energy I was...
It said laugh.
I don't think it was that kind of laugh.
Okay.
It was more of a... I think it's more of a nervous laugh.
Oh.
All right, from the top.
I just don't want to make this movie.
Lol.
That's very good. I like that. Now, Bob, this is your unicycle scene. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Get on that unicycle.
Yep, here, juggle these.
What are you doing with bowling balls?
At this
Don't
studio
worry about it. It's all in the script, Bob. Read it. Do the reads.
Well, I only need two of these. Here, take this one.
You can't juggle with one.
If this studio goes under 50 miles an hour, it will explode. Just so you two know that. I hope you know that. Pop quiz, jackass. Or no, what is it? Pop quiz, shit dick. What is it he says? What's the famous line from Speed?
I don't remember.
Pop quiz, asshat. I know I'm close. Hot shot.
Wow, none of that. Those were all just swear words.
All right, well.
Aunt Sally, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm sorry, Sally. I don't have time for this. I'm not making a movie.
Me either.
Well, then don't.
Then stop filming.
I'm not. That's just.
It's just happening.
It's just Jared.
No.
It's just Jared.
Why is Jared here?
Hell gave him a
camera. Because Jermaine suggested him.
Ah, he's a friend of Jeff's, isn't he?
Yeah, Jeff's friend. They met at Jerry's place. Jack, you were there.
They're all friends of John.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Josiah, get the fuck out. Nobody wants you here.
He's just here for the finger sandwiches.
Yeah, I know he is. That's what he does. He shows up when craft services shows up. We need those props done by midnight. They're making props. Just stuff to block cameras.
What?
Just to block the scene in case someone starts filming.
Oh. That's why you need 47 stuffed giraffes?
Yeah. I figured because it's a little artsy, but mostly it's big. They're real big.
Yeah, they're huge.
Yeah, that's why I picked a big thing. Bob, how do you feel about wire work?
What? No, I'm not going up there.
But if you don't, we're going to make a movie.
No.
But I don't want to make one either.
That's the first start of making a movie.
Well, I don't know. That's just what they're saying. We need you to do a kung fu karate flip down from that cliff to this lake.
Yeah, I feel like I did that. It would be part of making a movie.
I hear you. But at this stage, we don't really have control of the script in that way. We just kind of have to shoot.
Yeah, we're not going to make this movie.
We're not making this movie. And if we go back to rewriting that scene, we're going to make this movie.
Yeah, I think getting up on those wires and coming off that clip is counterproductive to not making a movie.
You guys want me to make a movie this year, don't you? That's what it is.
Absolutely not.
Well, it feels that way when Bob won't do the wire work. And Chris, you're doing a full frontal scene, right?
Excuse me?
Right now.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
Yeah. Action. Excuse me, sir. We're selling Girl Scout cookies.
No. What the shit?
Are those eyebrows over your nipples?
What kind of movie is this? Oh, at least they have a body double.
Would you like to donate to this South Elementary School?
No, but it's not.
Don't worry. It's blurred out for the kids' sake.
Yeah. It's not.
Who is that You're guy? You're on a list. Who is that guy? Though my body double.
Why are you talking to a mirror right now? You need to go away. The cops are coming. You have to leave, bro.
I'm not making a movie.
I know. That's why it's bad that you did that. Because you can't even say I was making a movie.
Damn it.
Because you're not.
Was this whole thing just so I would expose myself?
You're going to get arrested too. And then it's just, then there was two.
I don't like this.
And then one of us had to get the other one arrested.
That never happened. Because we didn't make a movie.
All right, play it back. I want to see if that happened or not.
There's I think you're going to because you kind of directed him to do that.
I'm not the director.
Yeah.
I have producer rights, but...
Thing. Dustin, you've purchased 47 giraffes.
Correct.
You've purchased a trailer.
Yes.
You've purchased a sound crew.
Mm-hmm.
You've purchased cameras.
Yeah.
That's correct.
We have the
all of these things are true.
And the animal handler. You haven't met him yet because...
Of course, for the giraffes.
Yeah.
Which are stuffed, but they need to be wrangled.
I had to get at least...
Very windy.
Yeah, I had to get two real ones too, though.
You never bought any film.
No, because then we'd be making a movie.
Exactly.
Well, I'm not dumb.
Okay.
So what do you, what?
We're not making this movie.
No, we're not.
Do you need film for the digital cameras?
I didn't get digital.
Oh.
Yeah, they're not digital, Bob.
All right.
All right. I think that was a productive day. Everybody, that's a wrap for tonight. Thank you. Bob, you're going to have to do the wire work next week.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen.
Chris, the scene's over. You can put on a robe or something.
You're going to need to hire a guy.
But I have a body double. That's not even
no,
me
you
you're
don't.
Looking at.
I can't afford a body double.
Just stop ogling the staff, okay?
Are you ready to do the fight scene? You have to lose the robe again.
That's Sven.
Sven?
Sven, my body double.
Oh, you hired a body double?
Yeah.
Dude, he looks just like you.
I'm not a monster.
Oh, he does all the scenes when you're fully clothed, right?
Yeah, his D's a little smaller, though.
That's why he puts the clothes on.
Yeah.
That's why he does the clothes scene. All right, well, you got your big naked fight coming up with all those with all those lobsters at the bar.
I don't like it.
You got to do it, dude, or else we're going to make a movie.
It seems like a bad idea.
If you want to support us not making this movie, you can... Get with us on patreon.com/gestures academy. We got a lot of extra content on there, and you would be supporting our movie we're not going to make.
There's these guys that were in Magic Mike here. They said they're here for your scene, Dustin.
Oh, that's in my trailer. Tell them to go to my trailer. All right. This has been Gestures Academy.
Woo!
I'm going to go play Cattle Prod.